Another Jason was also listening to the debate last night. He's 16-year-old Jason Fong, an immigration and social media activist in California.
What stood out to me definitely was how the Republican Party built off Donald Trump's platform for immigration. Just a few months ago, it was very controversial, and people were really surprised at how extreme his plan was. The majority of the candidates, I think Christie and Rubio in particular, they wanted to implement drones, fingerprinting, you know, a tracking system. You know, I just thought it was really ridiculous.
You know, do you have a strong opinion on what is the way to deal with immigration?
I feel as though we need to reform our legal immigration system and make it easier for undocumented people to gain access to American citizenship. I think it would be great for America to become the melting pot again that we claim to be by allowing all refugees from all different places of the world to legally immigrate here and become a part of American society.
Of course, there has to be limits on that, or else a ton of people would come. Did you hear anything last night that actually kind of made you angry?
I would say the way that the media characterized Lindsey Graham as the best performer of the early debate, especially given his claims about immigrants not wanting to learn to speak English and about the rich Asians who bastardized citizenship. It's just the fact that he was deemed to be the strongest performer and he used the most inflammatory language. It shows that they as a party have decided that they will continue to have a hostile and exclusive immigration platform.
You sound like somebody who follows politics pretty closely. What about the issue of birthright citizenship? Donald Trump was asked whether he wanted to eliminate the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution that grants citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil. He mentioned that he feels that many people come here just to give birth to children who then become U.S. citizens automatically. What's your response to that?
First off, I think it's pretty surprising that he, along with Rand Paul, want to repeal the 14th Amendment. I mean, I don't believe it's very conservative to try and overhaul the U.S. Constitution. I definitely think when you have, you know, a child who's born in America, you know, they grow up, or the majority of these children grow up with American culture. So I think that qualifies them to be American citizens.
Now, Jason, you're 16. You won't be able to vote in this next election. What does all of this mean to you anyway?
Well, the reason why I am so passionate about these issues is because of the way that these possible American leaders can shape the debate on immigration and other important issues in the long term. You know, I think that's sadly what the Republican Party is doing. They're alienating immigrant communities and their descendants. You know what I mean? The kids, the children in the household growing up with immigrant parents, you know, such as these children with birthright citizenship, are going to have such a negative view of the Republican Party.
Does your family have its own immigration story?
So my grandmother immigrated here from rural China, you know, and worked in Chinatown as sweatshop laborer. And my dad grew up kind of in the poor New York City Chinatown, but you know, because of all of the opportunities that he was given in America, and because he was willing to work hard, he was able to kind of rise above his circumstances. Well, that's one of the opportunities that should be afforded to all Americans, for us to all equally be able to rise together.
Are you concerned that the kind of things you were hearing last night suggest that the climate for immigrants is going to change and become tougher and less welcoming?
Oh, definitely. I thought that was one of the few things the GOP party seemed to really agree on, was that they needed to take a hard line on immigration. And I mean, that goes back to Trump talking about like building a wall. And so definitely, I think the way that they are approaching immigration will really perpetuate a flawed system.
Now, if you had the ear of these presidential candidates last night, what question would you have asked them?
I would ask them why they feel comfortable alienating people of color and people from immigrant communities through their offensive and xenophobic platforms, as biased and guided as that question may be.
Jason Fong is a 16-year-old high school student in Redondo Beach, California. We appreciate you joining us today, Jason. Thanks.
Thanks.